Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking with Meredith about, is there a pinnacle to fitness? Is there the perfect pinnacle to fitness? That is a great question. We're going to be talking about that. Are you ready to do this, Meredith?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll see you guys on the inside. Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us on the Senior Fitness Podcast with Meredith. We're really, really excited that you're here today. We got a great episode, something we have not talked about before, and we're going to talk about it today. But is there a pinnacle of fitness? Wow, that's a great question, and we're going to discuss it. But before we get into that, we just want to send out a friendly reminder to visit our website, www.seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out all of our growing library of exercise videos and sign up for our newsletter, which we send out once a week. And in it, we have all of our latest and greatest content. And it's a great way for us to stay in touch with you. So hope you get a chance to check that out. So today's topic, we're talking about the pinnacle of fitness. And, that to me just sounds like, you know, a Greek god standing on a mountain going, I am the pinnacle of fitness.
Exactly.
This is what you want to attain, you know, that kind of imagery.
Yes.
So I don't know if you folks listening out there think the same thing, but it's a pretty crazy vision. Anyway, Meredith, so, you know, from as we talk about your experience with many clients over the years, many ages, we like to know your experience with that and what kind of feedback did you get from them when they and their ideas and views about having, you know, reaching the perfect fitness level. Was that even a thing? Is that something that was on the table that they would worry about? Or
a few people would of all ages, I mean, even older clients would just do every class they possibly could, along with their trying to get 10,000 steps a day, along with their social life, along with, you know, their clubs and activities and everything that they did. It was like they were trying to attain this pinnacle of fitness. What is that? Yes, there were a few that I could see were trying to to reach that. Again, of all ages, I just sometimes think of the older clients that I've worked with. And yeah, there were a few that gave me a run for my money. So
right. Yeah. And that's kind of my question is, and what were they like? You know, what was their intensity level was up? Were they just always engaged with you?
Yes.
And you know, what's
that more
like?
Can I do? I want more. I want to do more. That wasn't enough. What else should I do? The constant need for being told that they're doing a good job, but how can I push them more? How can they get more out of it? What can they do in the off time and their off days? Things like that. I thought about this topic. I was listening to a TED talk, and they talked about a pinnacle of happiness and what does that mean? Where, of course, you could talk to 1,000 people and every single person would give a different answer because it's going to be different for everyone. And I think that's why I thought this would be fun to talk about. What is the pinnacle of fitness? It's kind of like, what is the ideal beauty, right? Everyone is going to say something different because it's what they envision. It's what they think. It's what they're trying to get and they're going after. So everybody's saying, I'm trying to reach the people who work out, are saying I'm trying to reach my pinnacle of fitness, is going to be different from the next person's, even if they're the same exact age, weight, size, color, everything. It's going to be different. Even if they're twins, it's going to be different. So, that's where I think I like posing questions like that to get people to think because there is none. It's a rhetorical question. There's not an actual answer for this, because everybody's going to have something different.
Mm-hmm.
There is an answer, but it's yours.
Right.
So, but yeah, what is the pinnacle of fitness? I mean, I think it's fun to talk about because there's so many different ideas and levels of fitness and different things you can do as far as fitness is concerned. So what would be the ideal, right? You envision a Greek god on a mountain
mm-hmm.
saying they are the pinnacle of fitness, which means you probably have a vision of a certain looking person, a sculpted male standing there. And that wouldn't be obviously the pinnacle of fitness for me.
Right.
Personally, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. other people who are older, maybe not even their pinnacle of fitness might now be that they can stand up out of a chair and walk 50 feet without using their walker. That might be their new pinnacle of fitness, where when they were 20, it would have been to run a marathon every other week, something crazy like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Long story telling how this came about, but I like these types of topics because we could talk about them forever. And I would love for people to chime in and give us their 2 cents by writing us and sending us little comments
mm-hmm.
and emails about it as well.
Yeah, and we do get a lot of comments and feedback when people say they'll write to you and they say, you know, Meredith, love your workouts. I'm looking to lose 10 pounds
right.
in the next year. And, you know, your workouts are really helping me. You know, is that kind of, can we say like that's kind of a pinnacle of fitness? You know, is that that person's pinnacle of fitness?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, probably.
Or is it I lose 10 pounds and then I want to lose 10 more?
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's why, again, this question's funny because my pinnacle of fitness might be I want to, you know, be able to walk for this long or run for this long and lift this amount of weight and do this length of a workout. And maybe in your head, that means you get to look a certain way. Maybe you are able to attain all of those things. And then what?
Mm-hmm.
And then you up it again. And because that pinnacle has been reached, right? It's like climbing up and then you're not going to go down. You have to figure out how to go back up. So like going back to the people that I've trained or the people who would come to classes and say they just wanted more and more and more. When it was like, oh, I want to be able to complete this class. Now they can complete it. Now they're lifting heavier dumbbells. What else can I do? What else? What else?
Mm-hmm.
So there's never going to be that ending point. It's almost like making goals. Once you reach them, then what do you do? Stop? No.
Mm-hmm.
You keep going, but now we have to create more. So those visuals, I should say, we have in our head, I think they're great if they help us get to our goals or to work towards them. But it doesn't mean they're going to be reached, and it doesn't mean that's the pinnacle. That doesn't even mean that's the best for you, because obviously if you can reach it and you can go further, that's not the pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the highest place that you can go and the best. So I think that we sometimes get these, like I said, visuals of ourselves or what we should be doing when we need to kind of erase that and go back to reality and what is best for us. Because these people who are trying to reach these things, nothing wrong with it. It's great. It's great to work hard. It's great to go, go, go every single day. But it was sad because sometimes you see people doing this and they're never going to attain what they want because they don't even know what it is at that point.
Right.
We have these, and I'll use vision for this because I'll like bring in my own personal. We have this vision of what we could look like if we did this and this and this. And those are females that I've worked with. Men, too. I've had men that say they want to bulk up, you know, their arms and chest. But doesn't mean we're able to get there. Doesn't mean even with all of the hard work, you're going to get to what that vision is that you have in your head. Even though you think that would be the pinnacle. So that's very hard for people. And we get those comments as well. Why am I not looking the way I thought I would? I'm doing everything.
Right. Right.
So you have that as well. And that's where, you know, playing devil's advocate with the pinnacle of fitness, it can be a bad thing too. Mm-hmm. So we just have to be aware. Working hard is great, but are we trying to reach something that's attainable and that's healthy?
Right. And I think the tricky thing is, as you progress down this journey of active lifestyle, exercising, fitness, how do you find that sweet spot
right.
where you are exercising and you're staying active and you feel comfortable in your own skin and you feel like you're at your pinnacle?
Right.
You know, but, you know, where does that sweet spot come from? I mean, does that take time to find?
I think it's a person-to-person question and answer, because some people are perfectly fine with how they look with getting 2 workouts in a week, where some people have to do 2 a day, 6 to 7 days a week, and still can't feel that way. So I think a lot of it does come down to more mental state that we're in and what we are visualizing for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that would be a question. Yeah, I think each person could answer so differently. And I only use, like, I think of examples in my head right now where people are very happy with only working out once or twice a week. And the workouts were just going for walks around the block. And that was fine. And they felt fine. And they were probably more comfortable in their skin than I will ever be in my life. Mm-hmm. So you kind of want a little bit of that. I mean, ate unhealthy and all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But you if there was that happy medium that we could get right in the middle, that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think each person is so different with how they, who knows what it is. I'm not in anyone's brain to know if it's how you grew up or just how your brain is wired, or who knows.
Yeah,
really. I don't. I'm sure someone knows, but yeah, so that's an interesting question though.
Yeah. So, you know, let's think about this for a second. If you take that Greek god structure that we were talking about earlier,
yes.
You know, if you take that and say, okay, male or female, that's the pinnacle of fitness, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then you just basically wipe that away and say, that's not the pinnacle of fitness.
Right.
Then what is the pinnacle of fitness?
Right.
Right? Now it's almost untranslatable because everybody's different.
Right.
If everybody was focused on this one thing and said, oh, the person with the big muscles and the ripped
abs.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's the pinnacle.
Right.
If you take that away, the pinnacle of fitness is undefinable almost.
Exactly. Right? It is, yeah. Because it's going to be different for someone who's a marathon runner versus someone who does weight training, heavy weightlifting. Versus someone who does yoga and trains hard in that, their pinnacle is going to be different. And I always seem to put a visual on it, like you're going to look this certain way, but it's not that. It could be you finish it, the race, in this amount of time. Or you can do a move in yoga that most people can't do. mm-hmm. Or you've never been able to do, right? Or lift a certain amount of weight and be able to bulk up a certain way, that type of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's just going to be so different for each individual person depending on the activity that they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or activities. It could be many things. Like I said, the pinnacle of fitness for someone who's not able to walk with out an assistive device, their pinnacle might now be to be able to walk without it. So gaining balance and strength in core and lower body is their number one thing. So it has nothing to do with all of these other things we look at and think about.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Right. And I think as a society, we're getting more and more inundated with
visuals
and unachievable or non-realistic goals or imagery.
We're
imagery
supposed to be
of what the pinnacle is.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Of all ages, too. I see more and more commercials and advertisements with people with gray hair and wrinkles. So at least they're showing that. But with doing lifting weights and doing certain things that is not the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Not obviously to say that it can't be done. I've worked with many of people who could do, like I said, run circles around me. But it makes you think, if I can't do that, obviously 20-year-olds think that when they see these pictures, but now we're getting 80 and 90-year-olds thinking, I'm not good enough because I can't do what she's doing in that picture, what mm-hmm. he's doing, what he's lifting, that type of thing. So that puts that whole visual in your brain of I'm not good enough if I can't reach the pinnacle. And that's the pinnacle, because why wouldn't it be? It's on every advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
It's what everybody wants to achieve and look like. So I should be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you go on your social media, say Instagram, for instance, and you type in a hashtag to look for the term senior fitness, I mean, you will get the most popular photos, stories, and reels that have senior fitness. And it's, you know, and it's maybe someone in their 80s
right.
doing pull-ups and
right.
doing squats and doing deadlifts, you know, when
right.
they're obviously in amazing shape. But that's not reality
right.
for everybody.
For everybody.
I mean, that's you're seeing the, you know, 0.5% percentile
yes.
of
yeah.
people in the world who do that kind
yes.
of thing. And it's easy to think, if, especially if you're older, think, wow, like I'm so far behind everybody
right.
else. That's the pinnacle of fitness to me, and I'm nowhere near that.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, like, look at our channel. Look why we have beginner, intermediate, and advanced. I mean, because everybody's at a different level, even if you're the same age. Your pinnacle can be doing a beginner workout. Your pinnacle can be doing an advanced workout. Certain things, on the floor, standing up. Your pinnacle may be staying seated. So everyone's at such a different level that I think we do get stuck in thinking that there is one pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
At every different age group, as we go up, you know, when we're younger, we have a vision of what it is. And then it becomes something else as we learn to do things and as we see different pictures and meet new people. And then it becomes something else, right? So we morph the pinnacle as we gain knowledge, and not always the best, but it becomes new in our different areas of life, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that it's just a sad thing that we think it's got to be one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't just be happy with where we're at and what we're working towards. And that's why we should each individually have our pinnacle. We shouldn't look at a picture or what other people are doing. Our pinnacle should be what we are right now. If we are working hard and we're trying every single day, knowing that that's going to change and it's going to morph as we gain strength and as we age and all of that wonderful mm-hmm. stuff. But knowing that should be an individual thing and not something we're working towards because it's what we think we should be doing.
Right, right.
There is no such thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, look in the mirror and look at yourself and go, wow, I should have a little more muscle here. I should
right.
really, you know, have a little less bulge here.
Right.
You know, it's really difficult not to do that.
To
get to a point where you feel comfortable with, I like what I see, I'm good with it, I like what I'm doing. A-okay.
Yeah, I remember working with older people, and I thought, I'm going to start working with older people, and they're going to just all be happy-go-lucky, they're retired, they're finally in their skin and happy with where they're at. And I went, oh no, they don't even like how they look and that they can't do certain things. There's no hope for me. I thought that just would be all of a sudden you get to a point in your life where you go, you know what, this is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm happy with this. And that's obviously just not the case. We're still human. We still, for some reason, hyperfixate on our flaws, what we think are our flaws that nobody else sees, right? Even when we're in our 70s, 80s, and 90s. So, yeah, I think we all have a tendency, unfortunately, to do that. And then a lot of times go, I'm working so hard, why do I still have that, right?
Right.
That bulge here, like you said, that thing there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we need to just be happy with what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And realize that is the pinnacle. The pinnacle is to be happy with ourselves and work hard and be able to do maybe something a little more each day. And if we go backwards because of illness or we have to stop for some reason or an injury, knowing that we can rebuild because we did it before.
Right.
But being mentally okay with all of that, knowing we are physically moving and exerting ourselves in a good way with where we are at that moment, that day, that's a pinnacle, in my opinion.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Can you reach your pinnacle, whatever it is, whatever you've defined as your pinnacle of fitness, without consistency?
I personally would say I don't think someone could, because I think that's part of it. I think if you're trying to reach a pinnacle and do something, you have to stay consistent with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just part of the mental part of it. You know you're putting in the work to do it and get there, and therefore that's going to help you get there. Because if it takes you longer because of some reason you couldn't stay consistent, that's very different. But if you just keep stopping and then starting again and stopping and starting again, I think in your head you wouldn't feel like you were reaching your pinnacle because you weren't consistent with it. You weren't doing it the way that you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems like that's an issue with a lot of folks who, with exercise especially, is it's hard to stay consistent. I mean, that's probably right. The hardest part of being active and living a healthy lifestyle is being consistent with it, right?
Oh, yes.
Did you experience that with a lot of the folks that you train and work with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, excuses are so easy. It's so easy to come up with a reason why you can't work out that day or you have to miss a class. And if you miss the class that's at 9 a.m., that means you can't work out at all, right? There's no other time in the day. So there was always that reason that someone would come up with to not work out for that day, or too busy, doctor's appointments, many times injuries, or getting sick and not being able to come.
Right.
But I think it's very easy to make excuses. That's the number one thing, is being able to talk yourself out of working out for a multitude of reasons and not having time at all, even 10 minutes in your day to get some movement in. It's very easy for many people to do, and I've come across it a lot. All ages too.
All ages, yeah. In your opinion, how many of your clients came to you with, they may not have told you, but you picked up on it, an ideal physique or ideal goal that they wanted to achieve and got close to doing that?
I don't know if I've had anyone that's ever said that they have gotten close to what they wanted, their ideal goal, even physique, anything. Ideal trying to attain something. I don't think I've ever had anyone say, I reached it, I did it. Even if it was when they were younger. I know people would, especially men, really, really used to talk about what they could do in their past, what they could lift, the types of workouts they did, etc.
Right.
They were living in that, thinking that was probably their pinnacle of fitness back then. Because we look at life like that. I do that now and I go, man, to go back 20 years with the knowledge that I have now, right? And you think you'll be different back then, but you're different.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally different time and different body and different everything. So, yeah, I just, men and women, the same, I guess. But men would be the ones who mainly would say, I used to lift this and I looked this way and
mm-hmm.
They felt like they had attained it before, I think.
Right.
I think. Where women, I've never heard them say.
Right.
I was so happy with that.
Was there like a feeling of loss in
yes.
that you were picking up on
yes.
when they would talk about it and say like, I'm kind of past my prime?
Yes.
That kind of thing?
That I've gotten from men and women in that respect. Because you do look back and you go, I could do all of these things. And you take advantage of it when you're younger, of course, because it's just what you do. You either lift certain weights or you can just run like it's nothing without getting out of breath. Or let's just say you're taking care of kids and you're picking them up and holding them on your hip for 12 hours a day. And these things that you think of now, I go, I don't even know how we could do the things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think it's a lot of looking back with nostalgia and starry eyes, going, oh, remember those days. But then we're not remembering all the other things that were going on at the time, right? We're only thinking about that one thing, wishing we could go back to looking that way and feeling that way, even
mm-hmm.
When you got out of bed in the morning or after you did a workout.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would get that kind of equally from men and women. Just the wishing and the looking back at how they were.
Right.
And yeah, like you said, kind of with sadness in a way,
mm-hmm.
Because it's so long ago, right? And it's something you know you'll never attain again. We're not able to. And that's okay. That's where we have to also go, that was what it was. That's great. But here we are now, and we're so fortunate to be here now. And the people that normally I would work with are still able to move. Even if it's just upper body, if you know you're partially paralyzed, or who knows? We've worked with so many people. But knowing that you can just do this now is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to remember that. And that's normally what I would say to them, if someone would say, oh, I remember when I was 22 and just in the army and doing this and that and that. And
right.
say, but look what you can do now.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming to class and you're able to stay for the whole class and lifting those 5-pound dumbbells. It's amazing. You
yeah.
know, that's a good thing, right?
Appreciating
where we are and that we still have the abilities to do what we can do each day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So your final thoughts on this pinnacle of fitness.
Yes.
What, you know, truth or not truth? Truth or true or false?
I will say neither true or false. Everybody to each his own. Hopefully your pinnacle of fitness, like I said before, is you finding your good place with yourself. Knowing your fitness level is where it is right now, and hopefully you're working hard. You're trying different workouts. You're doing your strength training, your cardiovascular, your balance work, all of it. You're stretching. Knowing that if you are able to move part of your body, if not all of it, depending on your abilities, every single day, you are reaching your pinnacle of fitness. Because
mm-hmm.
yours is going to be different from everybody else in the room with you. So being happy with where you are is the most important thing. So
mm-hmm.
that should be your pinnacle of fitness.
Yep. you know, wiser words have not been said. That is true.
There you go.
We hope that this helps you out if you're kind of struggling with, you know, where you're at, where you want to be. Are you not attaining the goals that you're hoping for? Or, you know, just trying to settle in with your routine and feel good about yourself. We hope that the tips in this episode have helped you or someone you know. And as always, let us know. Feel free to email us or send us a comment. Let us know what your goals are and how you feel about your achievements. Staying healthy physically, mentally, emotionally is all a part of it. And don't get caught up in this pinnacle.
Yes.
You define what's important for you, and you define what's your pinnacle, and that's really all that matters. So, well, thanks for joining us on this episode. Don't forget to swing by our website, seniorfitnesswithmeredith.com. Sign up for our newsletter and get all of our latest and greatest content delivered to your email inbox once a week. And until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me. Listen now. Search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.